Radio with you here today. It is the 21st of September. That was DOA with War. You're listening on 102.7 CKMS, RadioWaterloo.ca, Rogers Cable 946 as well. AWOL Radio is streaming on Dan Keller's YouTube channel. Host Dan Keller in studio with you today. We're going to read a couple things. First up, we're going to north-shore.info. London call to action against Pegida on October 13th. This one was submitted anonymously to north-shore-counter-info, north-shore.info. Over the long weekend on October 13th, London's far-right group known as Pegida will be returning once again to their protected space in front of City Hall. Recent appearances in Toronto have had them supported by various right-wing groups, but in London they often show up in low numbers. The last couple times, however, we are beginning to notice that they are being flanked by groups like Soldiers of Odin, Proud Boys, and occasionally other groups. I am an individual who has seen my fair share of rallies and will not be able to attend for a variety of legitimate reasons, and I am sending this in hopes that a call for help will be answered by comrades and allies in the region. London has historically been known as a white power hub, but that has all changed in recent years. The white power boneheads are all but extinct or have moved on to more mundane activity unrelated to politics. Of course, we know that our big threat now comes from these new groups who don't wave swastika flags and brawl at punk shows. These far-right groups are tenacious, showing up repeatedly despite the overwhelming opposition and multitudes of failures, all while not having a cohesive leader to bring their movement out of obscurity. It is in this that London becomes a very dangerous breeding ground for new extremism, as our city's new immigrant population has to adjust to what amounts to a very white-collar conservative town with a new student population every year that could bring in just about anybody. Our opposition to this needs to be multifaceted and willing to be ready for any situation. We know that these groups don't represent London, they don't represent the working class they claim to speak for, and they don't represent what we want to see take root here again without roving gangs of white supremacists. Never again means never again. Pegida, as we all know, is a branch of the broader European movement which directly connects itself to white supremacist groups and neo-Nazis. Unsurprisingly, they don't stray far from the path here, and you can see their efforts in more detail on Anti-Racist Canada blog. There's an analysis of rhetoric and recent actions in London, another article, and again that's on anti-racist.blogspot.com. London's efforts are primarily run by a single woman with too much time on her hands, and her followers directly are lowly baby boomers with radical Christian ideology. It really isn't Pegida that concerns me, it's the optics and prestige that these other far-right militant groups get when they use it as an opportunity to attack anti-fascists in a setting that isn't Toronto. Pegida has succeeded in annoying London residents to this extent, and as such, you never know what to expect at their rallies. Sometimes it is a minimal police presence with minimal turnout and no incidents. They sometimes do surprise demos with no one watching. Not sure what they think they're getting from this. Other times, fists and massive counter-demos such as last August have been the case for them. I can share with you my experience and suggestions for anyone coming to counter them that isn't familiar with London and their efforts here. First, something I noticed was that occasionally a young kid shows up to the counter demo masked up but alone. This might possibly be opinion, but I don't think this is wise as an individual, as it makes you stick out like a sore thumb and draws immediate press attention to the desperate reporters who are on the scene. This is entirely your choice, but if you plan on coming alone, cover up in a way that doesn't appear out of place and don't wear your punk jacket with giveaway patches. Try to stay close with a group and just take time to meet some people. Second, Pegida appears on city steps in front of the main door, sometimes earlier, to allow for a wall of police to protect them and create a secure space for them to run from if they need to, probably down Centennial Lane, a side street alley, or the parking garage where I assume they may park their vehicles. The counter usually happens opposite to that, but as the last August rally showed, it was so big that some people got mixed up in the wrong group, which could have took a serious turn for the worse. Police are, of course, not on our side, and they are supported by private security which guard City Hall, so plainclothes will be a possibility, especially on the flanks. If you need to escape for any reason, know that the area you will be in is pretty open and you won't have a close alley to duck into, so please plan your routes accordingly. Pegida's militant wings have varying degrees of tactics and pseudo-military strategy, but assumed all are armed with any or all of pepper spray, knives, flagpoles, tasers, etc. If Pegida marches, their militants will try to get ahead of the police to instigate confrontation, and groups like 3%ers have attacked unprovoked before. They usually try to march to Richmond Street, which is a block away, and can also potentially march through Victoria Park, which is right next to City Hall. Another thing I would like to mention is that the London activist networks have been in disarray for the past some years due to burnout, suspect individuals, and a stalled movement to build solidarity with other regional groups. On top of this, Pegida pressing charges against some anti-fascists is reducing the number of counter-protesters who can show up prepared or willing to stand in between those who choose not to engage in self-defense. We always outnumber them, of course, but we can always use more. And we need more people ready to stand up to the more militant groups like Soldiers of Odin, Proud Boys, 3%ers, who all are out to make a name for themselves through violence. I don't believe that some of our locals understand that a physical threat has had multiple opportunities to appear, and only by sheer luck have we avoided anything serious. By having other people attend, we will be able to forge stronger connections with each other and be prepared to combat the insurgent far right, which is ramping up its violent rhetoric and getting down to the wire in terms of membership commitment. I hope this can get some groups thinking about this and get a turnout similar to what we had last August, which understandably was right after Charlottesville. This won't be the last time Pegida shows up here, unfortunately, and I hope that this is another failure for them. And again, that was from north-shore.info, London. Call to action against Pegida on October 13th. Show up, shut them down. There is another piece from north-shore.info. I'm not going to read it as it is a long written interview, and it's regarding Lindsay Shepherd, who is trying to put on an event or is being hosted at Queen's University later this month. So check that out on north-shore.info as well regarding Lindsay Shepherd. And sticking with the far right, a visual guide released by Montreal-antifasciste.info. And this is The Far Right, a visual guide available in French and English, downloadable PDF or as a JPEG, an image file. And it goes over all of the different fascist symbols that you might come across. Not all of them, but in Canada it shows, you know, neo-Nazi, neo-fascist, and identitarian symbols, like Atlante Quebec, Quebec Stompers, the Hammerskins, Blood and Honor, Soldiers of Odin Quebec, Canadian National Front, goes on. Far-right groups, Islamophobic, anti-immigration groups, Pegida's in there. WKAI is in there, of course. All these groups have been trying to put on demos in Toronto for the last several years, always opposed by large resistance, which also needs to be bigger every time. The way to win this without the violence that people don't seem to want is numbers. 10, 20, 30 times the amount of people, thousands of people to their dozens. That will keep them off the streets. And political parties are listed in this. The New Constitution Party of Canada, the Faith for Mayor, the Nationalist Party of Canada, a bunch of ones in Quebec, Parti Indépendiste, Parti de Unité Nationale, Union Patriote, a bunch of media groups. We just had Your Ward News, Ontario Proud, Freebird Media, of course, Rebel Media, militias like the 3%ers, anti-feminist groups, religious groups, and hate symbols that you see. We see these in Kitchener, Waterloo quite often, symbols that get put up that need to be taken down one way or the other as quick as possible. Don't let your communities be overrun with hate symbols, and know your hate symbols, know what they are. Things like the thin blue line, things like the which is pro-cop, Blue Lives Matter, but it's like through Canadian flags, through warrior shields, things like that. And obviously, like swastikas and iron crosses, a lot of Norse symbolism here, a little Celt as well, that is appropriated for these white supremacist, Nazi, fascist movements, whatever you want to call them. So again, good night, white pride, as in you're going to get stomped and be passed out from being stomped. Montreal-antifasciste.info for that, the far right visual guide. Well, I guess that's all. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to go to an interview. The interview is No Borders Media feature interview with members of the Rose City Antifa. But first, let's go to a tune here on AWOL Radio on Radio Waterloo, it's KMS.